Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 27, we head to Serbia. This could be one of the icons of the city, but Belgrade's Western Gate is not quite all it should be. Also known as the Gajnex Tower, this concrete landmark is the first notable structure seen by many visitors on their way into Serbia's capital. But as a relic of the Tito era, the structure has fallen into a sorry state, as our Belgrade correspondent, Guy Delorney, tells us.
You'd never call it beautiful, but the Gajnex Tower certainly qualifies as striking. Its unorthodox twin column plus bridge design has a hint of La Défense in Paris, and the round structure on top recalls the London landmark that started life as Post Office Tower. When it was built in 1980, it was both a statement of intent and perhaps the last gasp of Tito's Yugoslavia. Its location may seem unpromising. If there's a place which suits the description concrete jungle better than New Belgrade, I've yet to see it. And the constant roar from the adjacent E70 motorway makes double glazing a necessity rather than a luxury. But this was all part of a utopian plan which seemed to make perfect sense in the 1970s, when the Western Balkans' socialist idyll was alive and well. Then, the E70 was known as the Brotherhood in Unity Highway, running through four of Yugoslavia's six republics, and Gajnex was designed to represent the western gate of the capital Belgrade, and of course to be a symbol of socialist progress. The idea was that international visitors would gaze up in awe as they travelled along the highway to and from the airport. But now, they're more likely to wonder how a local bank got permission to cover the entire expanse of one tower with an enormous and unlovely advert. Close to, it doesn't get any better. The forecourt is covered with broken tiles, weeds, and a non-functioning fountain. One tower appears to be semi-derelict. In fact, it houses a skeleton staff of what's left of the state-owned Gajnex company. The other block, though, is residential and in reasonable condition. A friend of a friend let me in, and I can confirm that the panoramic views from a 28th floor apartment are indeed spectacular. You can follow the Danube and Sava rivers for miles, or gaze across the ancient city of Zemun and Belgrade Old Town. There's even a long-closed, revolving restaurant on the 35th floor, a destination dining experience just begging to be revived. The Belgraders I know feel fond or even proud of the Gajnex Tower, but the authorities have other priorities, notably the controversial Belgrade waterfront redevelopment, which is angering and alienating many local people. If just a fraction of that project's cash could be diverted to restoring Gajnex, it could win a lot of goodwill, and the city would get the gateway it deserves.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Guy Delorney for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.